Here's my recommendation, Newt said. You broke our bloody number one rule, so you get one day in the slammer. That's your punishment. I also recommend we elect you as a runner, effective the second this meeting's over. You've proven more in one night than most trainees do in weeks. As for you being the buggin' keeper, forget it. He looked over at Min Ho. Gally was right on that account. Stupid idea. The comment hurt Thomas's feelings, even though he couldn't disagree. He looked to Min Ho for his reaction. The keeper didn't seem surprised, but argued all the same.
Why? He's the best we have, I swear it. The best should be the keeper.
Fine, Newt responded. If that's true, we'll make the change later. Give it a month and see if he proves himself. Min Ho shrugged.
Good, that.
Thomas quietly sighed in relief. He still wanted to be a runner, which surprised him, considering what he'd just gone through out in the maze, but becoming the keeper right away sounded ridiculous. Newt glanced around the room.
Okay, we had several recommendations, so let's give it a go-round.
Oh, come on, Frypan said. Just vote. I vote for yours.
Me too, Min Ho said.
Everyone else chimed in their approval, filling Thomas with relief and a sense of pride. Winston was the only one to say no. Newt looked at him.
We don't need your vote, but tell us what's been bonking around your brain.
Winston gazed at Thomas carefully, then back to Newt.
It's fine with me, but we shouldn't totally ignore what Gally said. Something about it. I don't think he just made it up. And it's true that ever since Thomas got here, everything's been shucked and screwy.
Fair enough, Newt said. Everyone put some thought into it. Maybe then we can get right nice and bored and we can have another gathering to talk about it. Good that?
Winston nodded. Thomas groaned at how invisible he'd become.
I love how you guys are just talking about me like I'm not here.
Look, Tommy, Newt said. We just elected you as a buggin' runner. Quit your crying and get out of here. Min Ho has a lot of training to give you.
It hadn't really hit Thomas until then. He was going to be a runner, explore the maze. Despite everything, he felt a shiver of excitement. He was sure they could avoid getting trapped out there at night again. Maybe he'd had his one and only turn of bad luck.
What about my punishment?
Tomorrow, Newt answered. The wake up till sunset.
One day, Thomas thought. That won't be so bad. The meeting was dismissed and everyone except Newt and Min Ho left the room in a hurry. Newt hadn't moved from his chair where he sat jotting notes.
Well, that was good times, he murmured.
Min Ho walked over and playfully punched Thomas in the arm.
It's all this Shank's fault.
Thomas punched him back.
Keeper? You want me to be keeper?
You're nuttier than Gally by a long shot. Min Ho faked an evil grin.
Worked, didn't it? Aim high, hit low. Thank me later.
Thomas couldn't help smiling at the keeper's clever ways. A knock on the opened door grabbed his attention. He turned to see who it was. Chuck stood there, looking like he'd just been chased by a griever. Thomas felt the grin fade from his face.
What's wrong?
Newt asked, standing up. The tone of his voice only heightened Thomas's concern. Chuck was wringing his hands.
Medjack sent me.
Why?
I guess Albie's thrashing around and acting all crazy, telling them he needs to talk to somebody.
Newt made for the door, but Chuck held up his hand.
He doesn't want you.
What do you mean?
Chuck pointed at Thomas.
He keeps asking for him.